Shortly after 4 o'clock this morning, I spoke to President Zelensky of Ukraine to offer the continued support of the UK.
Our children draw swooping rockets, not shooting stars. Over 400 children have been injured and 153 children died.
The idea that concerns me a great deal, that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Breaking news, and the World Health Organization has just released a report estimating that 15 million deaths occurred globally due to the pandemic, around triple the current estimates.
Vive la République! Et vive la France!
This is now a global North greenwash festival, a two-week-long celebration of business as usual and blah, blah, blah.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the new series of Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
Donald Trump had his days in court to challenge the results. He was within his rights to seek those judgments. In the United States, law-abiding citizens have those tools for pursuing justice. He lost in the courts, just as he did at the ballot box. And in this country, that's the end of the line.
The congressional inquiry into last year's Capitol riot, known as the January 6th Committee, opened this week, with early hearings branding the riot as being orchestrated by former US President Donald Trump as an attempted coup. Liz Cheney, the Republican vice chair of the bipartisan committee, said that Trump had, quote, lit the flame of this attack. Benny Thompson, a Democrat, said the riot endangered American democracy when Trump supporters stormed Congress on January 6, 2021, as lawmakers met to certify Joe Biden's election victory. After almost a year of investigation, the House of Representatives Select Committee opened on Thursday evening by showing clips from interviews it conducted with members of Trump's inner circle.
Tonight, I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain. Finally, I ask all of our fellow Americans, as you watch our hearings over the coming weeks, please remember what's at stake. Remember the men and women who have fought and died so that we can live under the rule of law, not the rule of men.
Footage was aired of testimony by former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, saying the former president's claims that the election was stolen were baseless. The former attorney general said, quote, "We can't live in a world where the incumbent administration stays in power based on its view, unsupported by specific evidence that there was fraud in the election." The hearing also featured a recording of testimony by Ivanka Trump, the ex-president's daughter, saying she accepted Barr's rejection of her father's conspiracy theory. And next.
Аслин Айден, с обвинительным заключением вы ознакомились?
Well, do you know the information in the copy of your indictment?
Так точно. Не возражаете против рассмотрения дела сегодня? Начать сегодня рассматривать дело?
Do you have any objections to considering this case now?
No objections.
Нет.
Эндершон, с обвинительным знакомы, с обвинительным заключением?
Do you know your indictment?
Yes.
Не возражайте против начала рассмотрения дела сегодня, подавать по вашему делу.
Do you object against the case now?
Нет.
The families of two Britons sentenced to death for fighting Russian forces in Ukraine have said they need urgent access to medical and legal help. Aidan Aslin and Sean Pinner were captured fighting with the Ukrainian army and tried as mercenaries by a Russian proxy court. Both the British government and Ukraine's top prosecutor have said the sentences breached the Geneva Convention. Mr. Aslin, 28, from Newark in Nottinghamshire, and Mr. Pinner, 48, from Bedfordshire, both of whom were already living in Ukraine at the time of the Russian invasion, were captured in April while defending the besieged city of Mariupol. Both have strong ties to Ukraine and have lived in the country since 2018. Mr. Aslin has a Ukrainian fiancé and dual citizenship, while Mr. Pinner is married to a Ukrainian.
It's a confusing picture, this, and I think at its heart you've got a court which is not accepted by any country in the world to be free or fair or capable of delivering justice. No country in the world acknowledges it to be free and fair, apart from Russia, of course. But we are now at the mercy of the way that this court works, and so we're told the men want to appeal and they've got 30 days to do that. We're also told that the head of this place where the trial has taken, the sham trial as the UK calls it, where it's taken place, he has the power to reduce these sentences, because at the moment the men face death by firing squad.
They were sentenced alongside a third man, Moroccan national Souldan Brahim, by a Russian proxy court in a so-called Donetsk People's Republic, a pro-Russian breakaway region in eastern Ukraine. All three men were charged with being mercenaries, the violent seizure of power and undergoing training to carry out terrorist activities, according to Russia state news agency RIA Novosti. The men's lawyer said they all wished to appeal against the sentence, Russia's TASS news agency reported. We'll be back with a third story from the world this week after this short break. Every day, we read or hear news reports of anger, distrust, and division. America is deeply polarized. On Let's Find Common Ground, listen to the opposite. Remarkable, innovative people who are working to bridge differences and reach an understanding with those who see the world differently than they do. You'll hear from politicians, scholars, activists, journalists, and everyday people. They share their personal stories about finding common ground on race, the environment, criminal justice reform, and many other controversial topics. New podcast episodes are released every 2 weeks. Join hosts Richard Davies and Ashley Milne-Tight for Let's Find Common Ground. Find every episode on commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. That's commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts. A senior Ukrainian presidential aide has told the BBC that between 100 and 200 Ukrainian troops are being killed on the front line every day. Mykhailo Podolyak said Ukraine need hundreds of Western artillery systems to level the playing field with Russia in the eastern Donbas region. He also said Kiev is not ready to resume peace talks with Moscow. Ukrainian troops are under relentless bombardment as Russian forces attempt to take control of the whole of Donbas. The Russian forces have thrown pretty much everything non-nuclear at the front, and that includes heavy artillery, multiple rocket launch systems and aviation, Mr. Podolyak said. He repeated Ukraine's appeal for more weapons from the West, saying that the complete lack of parity between the Russian and Ukrainian armies was the reason for Ukraine's heavy casualty rate. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.